to become its pupil. Then, once you have done this, make up your mind that those who are placed over you as your teachers have had more experience than you could ever have had, and that they are therefore able to advise you as to your classes. Make up your mind that if you are asked to go into a lower class than you think your ability entitles you to go into, you are going to follow the advice and instruction of the people who are older than you, and who have more education than you have. Another way in which you are going to be disappointed, and to be made homesick perhaps, if you have not already been made so, is in the rooms to which you are going to be assigned. You are going to get rooms that you do not like. They will not be perhaps as attractive as you desire, or they will be too crowded. You are going to be given persons for roommates with whom you think it is going to be impossible to get along pleasantly, people who are not congenial to you. During the hot months, your rooms are going to be too hot. During the cold months, they are going to be too cold. You are going to meet with all these difficulties in your room. Make up your mind that you are going to conquer them. I have often said that the students who, in the early years of this school, had such hard times with their rooms,